Biggest mistake of your career and you just happen to run him over?
Forensics found traces of blood on your dad's car.
I sat on the bench in that courtroom for 42 years.
This was an accident, period.
We need to establish a firm defense.
There's no we here, Henry.
I can't stay.
You're a lawyer. He is your father. You leave now, you will regret it.
You're a shined-up wooden nickel, Mr. Palmer. I'm going to impale your client on a first-degree murder charge.
My father's a lot of unpleasant things, and murder is not one of them.
Okay, here's the deal. We've seen a lot of what is in The Judge before, and the only thing really keeping this movie from being a waste of time is the actors involved. The Judge tells the story of a high-priced yuppie lawyer who has to travel back to his hometown in Indiana for his mother's funeral, only to discover his father has been arrested for murder. There's nothing new to the story of a son trying to reconcile his life with his family. The cast, which includes Robert Downey Jr., Robert Duvall, Vera Farmiga, and Billy Bob Thornton, bring a certain quality to the film, but the movie does take too long to get to the point. It also struggles with two focuses. On one hand, it's a story of a man coming to terms with his past, his father, his brothers, his old girlfriend, etc. It's also a lickety-split murder trial that seems to wrap up in just a couple weeks. Though the performances are solid, the movie itself tries too hard with too much to deliver too little. The Judge gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.